AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. In 1985, 30 years ago, Jonathan Pollack was found guilty, sent to prison for spying for Israel. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports Pollard will be out on parole in the fall.
Pollard was convicted of spying for Israel. His lawyers say the U.S. has granted him parole and Pollard will go free in November. His case has long inflamed passions, with supporters saying a life sentence was too harsh since he spied for a U.S. ally. But critics call him a traitor for selling sensitive information. The U.S. dangled his release during Israeli-Palestinian peace talks last year, but federal officials are rejecting the idea that his pending release is a concession to Israel, which strongly opposes the U.S. nuclear deal with Iran. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York State prison worker Joyce Mitchell pleads guilty to two charges for helping Richard Matt and David Sweat escape from the Clinton Correctional Facility. District Attorney Andrew Wiley says Mitchell admits to giving hacksaw blades, chisels, a punch tool, and a screwdriver to Matt.
Upon the advice of her attorney, Stephen Johnson, the defendant, pled guilty today to each charge contained within the Superior Court information.
Johnson says Mitchell is full of remorse.
She got in over her head into something that she never should have started, but she did, and she's paying the price now, but she realizes that she made a horrible mistake.
Mitchell faces from 2 1/3 to 7 years in prison. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell upholds Tom Brady's four-game suspension for his role in using underinflated footballs during the AFC Championship game last season. New England Patriots star quarterback suspended back in May. Patriots were fined $1 million and docked a pair of draft picks. NFL Players Association previously said it will go to court if Brady's suspension was not erased. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 204. This is AP Radio News. Former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton says she's not going to say where she stands on the Keystone XL pipeline.
This is President Obama's decision, and I am not going to second guess him because I was in a position to set this in motion, and I do not think that would be the right thing to do.
The Democratic presidential candidate answering a voter's question during a campaign stop in New Hampshire. Environmental groups have spent years urging regulators to deny approval for the pipeline, while supporters say it will bring jobs and reduce the need for oil imports. An 8-year-old Baltimore boy who lost both of his hands to a serious infection is the youngest person to receive a double hand transplant. Zion Harvey received the hands in an 11-hour operation earlier this month at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. Transplant just one of many surgeries he's endured. He also lost his feet to an infection and needed a kidney transplant. His mother was a donor. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.